Jillian wove her way through the packed grocery aisles. Why were so many people here on a Monday afternoon? She paused in a quiet spot to double-check her list. Dr. Richards and Zoe were hosting the next gathering for the Littles in 2 days. Zoe wanted to have a summer barbecue extravaganza, so Jillian had planned her menu carefully. Crap, she muttered. I forgot the potatoes. She couldn't make potato salad without potatoes. Jillian turned the cart and merged with the traffic moving toward the produce aisle. Whack! The cart shook in Jillian's hands as she rounded the corner, running into another cart. Checking to see that her eggs were unbroken, she automatically apologized. I'm so sorry. I should have taken that corner more slowly. As her voice trailed off, Jillian's gaze ran across her basket to the one she'd run into and up an incredibly muscled torso, past wide shoulders, to an extremely handsome face. An electric zing of awareness tingled through her as their eyes met. Now I understand the term silver fox, she whispered. Crap. Did I say that aloud? The man watched her with a smile. He was in unbelievable shape. His hair and beard were a beautiful silver shade.
Are you okay, little girl? That was quite an impact.
I'm not a little girl. Jillian automatically corrected, waving a hand at her slightly padded curves. She failed to notice his emphasis on the word little.
Your daddy should have taught you not to argue with your elders, little girl.
He gently corrected with a smile. Oh, I don't have a daddy, she admitted, flustered. When she realized what she'd said, Jillian panicked, spinning her cart and quickly walking the other way. Is he a daddy? I've never met his little. What would it be like to have him for a daddy? She fantasized as she grabbed a big bag of the little round potatoes Zoe loved so much. Griffin followed the intriguing woman, but paused when he saw the crumpled list on the floor. Picking it up, he read the logo printed at the top. Dr. Matt Richards, surgeon and private physician. He'd follow protocol and contact Dr. Richards before pursuing the intriguing little. It had been a long time since a woman had captured Griffin's attention. He carefully folded the note and placed it in the back pocket of his body-hugging jeans. He couldn't resist grinning with pleasure at the sight of her haphazardly putting her groceries on the conveyor belt at the cash register. She was rattled after meeting him. He allowed her a little space. He knew how to contact her now. Watching her pay for the groceries and prepare to leave, he was pleased to see her hesitate to turn and glance around at all the shoppers. Their eyes met, setting off sparks of interest again. Griffin nodded with a knowing but nurturing smile. He enjoyed the flash of color flooding her face before she scurried out the automatic door.